Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. The project was doomed from the word go. Was there a problem with the building design? Did the loan fall through and the money dry up? Did a contractor walk off the job? No. As building projects go, the Tower of Babel appeared to be set up for success. The builders had settled on the plans. The materials were of high quality and would last a long time, which was the goal. The builders worked together for a common purpose. Yet the tower never got past the work-in-progress stage. God confused the language of the people working on it. One day they were all working together. The next day, no one could understand what their fellow workers were saying. Imagine the confusion and dysfunction on a construction site today if two builders putting up a wall couldn't communicate. So the Tower of Babel building project literally fell apart overnight. Why? Because they built for the wrong reason. God had said, "Spread out and fill the earth." But they said, "We'll just stay here, all together in one place." God had said, "I get the glory." But they said, "No, we want to make a name for ourselves." They set out to build their city, their tower, because of their human pride. They wanted to treat God as an equal at best, and his will as a suggestion. They wanted to be masters of their own lives, but God would not allow it. Do you build your life in the same way, out of sinful human pride? God says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." But in sinful pride, do you respond by thinking, "The only people that matter are me, myself, and I"? In his law, God tells you how he wants you to live. But in your sinful pride, do you think, "I'd rather live the way I want"? To build your life that way would ensure eternal destruction in the end. The good news is that God would not allow that either. He sent his Son, Jesus, to save you from your sin. Sinful human beings fall prey to pride and selfishness time and time again. But Jesus was perfectly humble and selfless, so much that he gave his life on the cross to forgive your sins, and he rose again to give you heaven. Jesus not only changes your eternity, he changes your present. Out of thanks to him, build your life not on pride or selfish aims, but live out of thanks to Jesus for his love and salvation. That's what the Holy Spirit enables and motivates you to do when he works faith in Jesus in your heart. Build your life with Christ as your cornerstone and his word as your foundation. Build your life to follow God's will and to serve your fellow human beings. build for the right reason. Because Jesus died and rose for you, now you live for him. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me from sin and death. Send your Holy Spirit to strengthen my faith so that I may build my life on you and for you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.